This is Dr. Sebastian Rapanowski replacing Michael Charon, S-C-H-A-R-O-U-N, and he gets the procedure was dysphagia, worsening GERD, sufficient magnesium, and a cell diagnosis of patient on the blood of ultimate hotel and a priority to the bastion, and smoke alone procedure, scope of Pakistan, and the patient is clear of the city. The scope of the vocabulary by San Francisco, the biggest region to pause the blood loss, second exam patient during mild donitis, bias response test, and whatever she is clear in the first, and to pause the ground, and pass as possible, and to mild to moderate erosive gastric bacteria, helic by solid, and sagu, a bastion for a carrier. Look normal except for mid-body of the stomach. The superficial ulcer was noted. Non-bleeding, white face, biopsy against like diagnosis were neoplastic, was seen from a detritus. The scuba ejection, which was strained by ejection, patient had great esophagitis. And also a question of shock, someone better, less than 1 centimeter, biopsy were taken for a slaggy diagnosis or bad esophagus. Patient non-obstructing chest, because it also doesn't picture, patient small hand hernia. Coming up in the esophagus, the question of circulation was noted in the esophagus. So I did biopsies in the distal, mid, and the proximal esophagus and different jars. Distal and esophagus have esophagitis. It was removed. Question of patient is not a complication. Finally, the question of circulation of the esophagus. Biopsies were taken from the all three segments of the esophagus and different jars, proximal, mid, and descending. Proximal, mid, and distal esophagus. Then separate jars. Number two, great esophagitis. Number three, question of short stomach pathetic. Biopsies were taken slightly diagnosis. Number four, the small hiatal hernia. Number five, non obstructing chest is ring, probably contributing factor along with small hiatal hernia and esophagitis and GERD that could be contributing to his dysphagic symptoms. The patient underlying is esophagitis that could be contributing to. Number five, mid body stomach superficial ulcer not bleeding. Number six, mild to moderate erosive gastritis. Number seven, mild gonitis recognition. Away from the small biopsy, go up to the experience and thread. Number two, away from the stomach. Biopsy will have a solid, comes up out of the tooth to the patient. Number three, away from the stomach ulcer biopsy. If the ulcer biopsy comes out to be atypical cells, then I recommend to have upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of the mid-stomach ulcer. Otherwise, we'll repeat upper endoscopy about 3 months of follow-up of this gastric ulcer. Number four, away for the G-junction biopsy or Barrett's esophagus, if it comes up close to Barrett's esophagus, and no dysplasia, then we'll reassess the G-junction in 3 months of this gastric ulcer, and we'll see if the Barrett's esophagus is in. And number five, away for the esophagus biopsy, proximate distal esophagus biopsy or esophagitis. It comes up positive, we'll treat it with as per protocol for treating the esophagitis. Number five, I'm going to increase the pentabazole 40 milligram per day, and I'm also going to give him carafate 1 gram QID. That's for 3 months till he had a repeat upper endoscopy. Regular patient to be last for modification, make lunch, major meal, dinner, lighter meal. Try not to eat late night. Done with this food at least 5 hours before you go to bed. And mostly small meals and soft meals before you go to bed. Avoid raw vegetables, seeds, nuts, and corn, etc. Or the fatty foods in the later part of the day. Otherwise, he can have lean meat, egg white, chicken, fish, fruit smoothies, rice, white fatty and greasy food. I discussed these, give this recommendation of lifestyle modification before we start the procedure. Patient understands well and nutrition, please send patient's article to complication and nutrition. Please send a copy to patient primary care provider, copy Dr. Farmsari. Their procedure was February 26, 2022. February 26, 2022. Patient option next.